Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Oh, yeah. He's Double O Chick McGee across the way.
Hey!
At the orangeinsoles.com sports desk.
Oh, this is cool.
Some new spy music for the show. We're in the Knapp Auto Parts studios. Our engineer is the legend himself, Ace Cosby.
Time to rock.
Thank you, Ace. Comedian Pat Godwin's over there. That's Josh Arnold. And Christy Lee finds herself at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Or is it someone posing as Christy Lee?
No, it's me. If you've got money, we've got a place for it.
No, thank you, Miss Money Penny.
Money Penny.
Money Penny. This is Tom.
Hey, money's
speaking.
Even in my name.
No. Let's get back to the action. You mentioned your sports picks as we get ready for March Madness. And every year at this time, whatever it is, Christmas Gray and Killjoy, the firm.
Christmas Gray?
Isn't it, what is it, Gray Christmas?
Something Christmas.
Challenger.
Yeah. Challenger, yeah. They always announce how many people are going to be.
They're saying 4 billion this year, if you factor in everything.
I just don't believe it. People have some fun at work.
You can believe it or not. That's what they say.
Watch some games. You'll be fine. The world's going to keep spinning. There's a lot of other things that are terrible in the world. This is kind of fun. Everyone can focus on something for a few weeks and have a little bit of fun. We'll be doing that here, of course. Today is the day, pretty much at bracket time. How much time is left?
Thursday, the actual game starts.
Now, are we going to do our usual random pool here in the office?
I assume. Dude, you got me.
Okay.
It's out of our hands. Somebody else has to handle that.
Okay. Well, I think the person was handling it. Let Pat do that.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Wait a second. Let him hold the money. Everyone here to give Pat $20?
Yeah. I lost it.
Yeah. I don't know how to make a bracket. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah. Suddenly someone has new rims. Well, let's move on, Christy.
The way we do it, I'd be okay.
Is Kostaki ready? Okay.
The way we do it, I'd be okay not participating. You just get teams thrust upon you.
Okay. Kostaki, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, there he is. Kostaki Konomopoulos joins us from Los Angeles, California.
Econ.
Good morning.
Now, Kostaki, we're talking a little bit of college hoops. However, you are our NFL correspondent, and what have you got today?
Big week. Oh, my goodness. Le'Veon Bell's a Jet. Antonio Brown's a Raider. Odell Beckham is a Brown. This is March Madness. What's going on in the NFL?
Did you see the thing about the guy from Game of Thrones, the writer from Game of Thrones, wrote a rather lengthy criticism of the Jets, excuse me, of the Giants for making the deal with the Browns? He was very upset, apparently a lifelong Giants guy.
Yeah, it's tough to be a Giants fan these last couple of weeks. I don't know. What are the Giants thinking? They traded away their best player? If their GM Dave Gettleman was running a Buffalo Wild Wings, would he trade the wings for salad? What are the Giants doing? Is this what they mean by sleeping Giants? What exactly is the plan, Giants? Saquon Barkley up the middle. Saquon left.
Oh.
Saquon right. Saquon punt.
Quan.
Okay. It's crazy. They did keep Eli Manning. Eli's about to become the highest career earner in NFL history.
Oh, wow.
He's going to pass his brother Peyton, which could be Eli's only completed pass this season.
Could be.
Hello. Ouch.
So in the last week, the NFL's had more trades than a swingers party in the 70s. It's crazy. You just throw your keys in the bowl and pick one out. Hey, tonight I'm going home with Le'Veon Bell. All the players who held out got big money. That's why I'm still holding out when I finally cash in.
Good for you, Kostaki.
Yeah, right.
Get what you're worth.
That's right. This year's free agency is turning all the cliches upside down. The Packers are making big moves. The Browns are bringing in big talent. And the Giants have no discernible plan. Okay, most of the cliches are upside down. Not all. I think fans should be able to declare free agency. I'm sick of the Falcons. Any team out there need a regular 40-something guy to bitch and moan on Sunday? I'm available.
Mr. Average, you're available. Yeah.
I'm available. Le'Veon Bell's a Jet. That's what New York needs, another union guy who may or may not show up for work. At any point, he could just stop working. I don't know if he's a New York Jet. He's more of a New York Subway.
It seems probably. Subway. Some issues.
Personally, the Subway.
Oh. This is actually true. Antonio Brown wants people to call him Mr. Big Chest. Even Chad Johnson is like, dude, what the hell are you talking about? That's crazy.
Mr. Big Chest. That sounds like
that doesn't even make sense.
Sounds like the worst name for some kind of brassiere outlet store in New Jersey.
Mr. Big Chest.
Ladies, can you not find the brassiere that fits?
Who do you think you are?
Come on over to Mr. Big Chest.
I'm Irving Big Chest. Come on over.
You never ever get my love.
Mr. Big Chest. It's like a drag queen contest in Miami.
Yeah.
Dear Comedy Gods, I'm going to need a new Browns, signed football joke writer. The Browns look good. They got Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, David Njoku. How about those Browns? Orange is the new stacked, everybody. They're going to be good.
Nice.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Beckham was going to fly to Cleveland the night of the trade, but they wouldn't let him travel with his emotional support kicking net.
Remember? It's been a little while. Yeah, he proposed to the kicking net.
Terrell Suggs leaves the Ravens and signs with the Cardinals. That's out of the frying pan into the dumpster fire. That team doesn't look good right now. Nick Foles is now a Jaguar, so don't sneak in and pose for a selfie with him. That's dangerous.
Yeah, sure is. You're going to get clawed down the arm.
Nick Foles in Florida. He's going to be a well-paid Jaguar in the land of cougars. Not a bad life. And Robert Kraft. We have to discuss Robert Kraft. That all happened since I called you guys to talk football. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, got flagged for excessive celebration.
sure did.
It's surprising since the league is now cool with group celebrations. I thought it would be all right. You just won Super Bowl 53. What are you going to do now? I'm going to Florida to get a handy.
Didn't he get it?
It warms my middle class heart that a billionaire has to pay for sex.
Yes. We think that's part of the whole... You know, that's what turns
charm,
him on, the kind of the dirty leg aspect of it.
It has to be. It's the only explanation, right?
Yeah.
Because didn't he do it on the way to one of the championship
that morning.
Games?
AFC championship
he
game,
stopped by briefly at a local strip mall next to the Dollar General for a quick handy.
It's so weird. He's worth $6 billion. And he didn't understand there's some things you're not allowed to pay for. And the cops had to break it down for him. All right, Mr. Kraft, think of it this way. The salary cap for handies is $0. It gets worse. Not only did Robert Kraft hire a hooker, but Bill Belichick videotaped her practicing.
Oh!
That's very bad.
Yeah.
If I know Robert Kraft, he didn't pick the hottest masseuse. He picked one who was hot years ago and got a hell of a deal, and he's hoping to resurrect her career. And finally, going forward, I think his punishment should be that all dollar bills folded long ways should forever be known as Kraft singles. That's only fair.
Is that how we paid him? Okay, I've got an actual fact for you. It was just handed to me. The odds of the Cleveland Browns winning the Super Bowl went from 40-1 to 13-1.
Wow.
Post Odell Beckham Jr. trade,
that's
according to Las Vegas sports books. There
we'll
you go.
See. All right.
Yeah, that team's good. I mean, they're easily top five watchable team right now. Mm. I think they're great. They're a great story. I would love to have a good Browns team. Let's do it.
Now, Kostaki, are you calling us from Los Angeles today?
I am. I'm at home.
Are you on the road for the in the near future?
I'm doing some Iowa gigs this weekend. Yeah,
where are you going to be?
Hope you got a boat.
I'm doing Hiawatha Thursday, Friday Mason City, Saturday Davenport. All
great.
The stuff's available at Kostaki.com. Is all the details.
Okay, I just got it right here. Thursday, you're at the Hiawatha El Cahir Shrine, and then Friday Mason City, Iowa, at the main event. And then Saturday, Davenport's The Renwick Mansion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this will be a fun run. Here's a name drop. I was just discussing this with my new friend, Jake Johansson.
I love Jake. He's a great guy.
Jake is a great guy. He's one of the best comics of all time.
You're absolutely right.
I worked with him this week. And he's from Iowa, so we were talking Iowa comedy this week.
Oh, cool, man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Kostaki, we'll see you again soon in the studio.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you.
Good
Bye.
Luck with your Falcons. Now we return to Christy Lee. What's going on over there?
Netflix and Bear Grylls have teamed up on an interactive survival show. It'll be entitled You Versus Wild and allows viewers to make all the decisions for Grylls.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
A press release states that whether or not Bear succeeds or fails is totally up to you.
See, now I would pick the most dangerous situation.
Me too.
Just to see if he would... But
the eighth episode series will be pre-taped.
Hit the bear on the nose.
And so, wait a minute, though. If they're taping it in advance...
Well, but they...
They'll have to do every option every time.
Right. It'll be kind of a choose-your-own-adventure type deal.
That's a lot
I think Black Mirror did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of taping.
Yeah. It'll be pre-taped, and presumably the famed survivalist will endure multiple scenarios to enable the show's many possible outcomes. Netflix trailer for the show is also interactive, allowing you, the user, to select from two additional videos to watch.
Tug on the mountain lion's tail.
Mm-hmm. that's dangerous.
You know, poke him in the face.
Stick your hand in the hive. Yes. I want to see it.
Yeah, we know it has nothing to do with survival. We just want to see what happens when your face is covered in bees.
That's right. I'm thinking people are mean.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any way you'd ever wear a beard of bees?
No.
Me either.
I would do it.
You
would
do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like 30 pounds of bees or some crazy number.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies looking at guys.
I got stung in the face a couple years ago. I forgot what a bummer that is.
Yeah.
What kind of bee was it?
Just a regular bee. My friend is real allergic, and it came at him, and he swatted at it with the back of his hand. Oh. It flew through the air, hit me in the face, and stung me.
Oh.
Jeez. I was stung by a bee.
Was it Warren? I bet it was Warren.
I was stung by a bee in the face on a ladder 20 feet up over a brick patio.
Nothing you can do. You just have to take it.
Oh, that was the worst.
I bet you were doing that wild dancing.
No. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
And then, but on a ladder way up. And oh, God, that was the worst.
For about 10 minutes, it sucks bad.
Yeah. That's what what's the thing I've been watching with Free Solo?
Oh, yeah.
Where that guy, Alex, he climbs. It's
El Capitan.
It's scary watching it.
Yes.
And the main thing that he does, there's no rope. So if he falls, he dies.
Right. I thought it was terrifying about how self-centered he is. He doesn't care about anyone.
Oh, no. They did a whole brain scan. The guy's, it's insane. But yeah, I kept thinking, what if a bird hits him? What if he sneezes?
Yeah.
What if a bee stings him?
Right.
Because do they have a rescue plan if all of a sudden he goes, I can't make it anymore? Do they?
Yeah, he can call it off. He can say, hey, I'm done, and then they'll come get him.
Swoop in and come get him?
In fact, they do it at one point in the documentary.
Yeah, they start the first time
he starts and he goes, you know what? I'm not feeling this. And they get him.
Yeah,
how do they get him?
They kind of repel.
They have a giant net.
And, like in the cartoon?
No.
Yeah, like 10 men carrying it, running back and forth.
There is one point. I'm only about halfway through it. There's one point where one guy's doing it and he falls. You're thinking, oh, my God, this guy's going to die and a parachute pops open.
Right.
A parachute! He got a parachute.
But anyways, back to the Bear Grylls thing. So they have to... So every, 5 minutes in the show, he goes, okay, should I do this or this? And you give him a choice and he does it. So then that he has to film both of them and
play
so
with
on
yourself,
so on.
Play yeah. with yourself.
But they'll
bear.
Give you, you know.
Yeah, that's slower. What it's going to be, Chick.
Grab onto your joint, Bear.
Yeah, right. Do the Steve Irwin Stingray Challenge, Bear. Yeah.
Do you want Bear to try to start a fire or to have at himself?
Click.
It'd be 90 to 10.
I'm telling you, that's the only that's the option every person is going to choose except Tom.
Yeah.
I want to see him have a good go. Or whatever.
I love that guy. Love that show. I love all those shows.
Drinks his own urine, you know.
I almost every episode.
Yeah.
Why?
That's his thing.
He's got I bet he likes it now, right?
Yeah. He likes the taste probably now. Or he can adjust the taste by what he eats, probably.
Probably. Yeah.
His cameraman. That's why his cameraman's always so far back. It's not the deadly cobra snake. It's Bear's breath.
Hi. I think I'll have a daiquiri tonight. I better eat some bananas, you know? Banana daiquiri. See what I did?
Yes. No.
Watch for Bear Grylls on Netflix. What else is happening over there at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk, Christy?
For many women, the idea of turning into their mother is not appealing and something they want to avoid at all costs.
Guys, either. Go ahead.
However, new research suggests it might actually be inevitable. Research was conducted by Dr. Julian Da Silva, who spoke to 2,000 men and women for the study. The study found women hit the age of 33, officially began turning into their mothers, picking up their habits, tastes, and attitudes.
That's when they begin, or they complete the transition?
That's when they begin.
Oh, okay.
And women do not want to hear it.
Nope.
Did you think, you don't think you've turned into your mother, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me
that?
Watch
this. Watch this, guys. Christy, you're acting just like your mother.
Shut up.
Right now.
Isn't that one of the worst things you can tell a woman other than calm down?
Yes.
Can I ask both of you a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Okay. What was the age they say you turned into your mother?
33 start.
That's false.
Yeah, well, really?
Bruce Jenner didn't turn into his mom till he was, what, 65?
Ah, yeah.
He's a girl.
He's a lady.
Whoa.
Dude looks like a lady.
Just like a lady. So you don't want to answer any questions about this?
Well, I mean, what do you want to know?
What would your daughters say if they...
No. What would your exes say? They would say it.
My exes.
You guys are out. You're clean out of your minds.
No, I hear it from my
kids. How dare you, Josh?
I've heard it from my kids before. You're starting to sound like mom.
You're starting to act like your mom.
Boy.
Starting to sound like grand.
My mom will not. She can't take it if you say it to her.
Yeah.
And my dad knows that, and he'll occasionally, oh, boy, you're acting like your mother.
Does he just use the mother's name? Way to go, Dolores.
We have. Yeah. Hey, Shirley, why don't you calm down?
Thanks for the input, Shirley.
I think my mom, if I say that to my mom, she stops loving me for a little bit.
Yeah?
Good to know. We have another junior windbag thing I wanted to play for you. Now, once again, the Junior Windbag Society, an exclusive feature of the Bob and Tom program.
Yes.
You can weigh in on whatever topic. We'll find out what this is about. Something in the past we probably screwed up, and here it is.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Good morning. Just thought I'd let you know, proper care from pure maple syrup, which is all we really should be using. It's a refrigerator after opening. It does develop mold after time. Don't want anyone to taste that. I am a professional baker, and I kind of know what I'm talking about. And located in Springfield, Missouri, Josh, and love to bake you a pie.
Oh, look at that.
Well, you gotta be such a
She doesn't sound like a prostitute.
I like the way she said that very much.
Yes, I think that's code.
I'm going to bake you a pie.
I'd like to bake you a pie, Josh.
It's one of these situations where I kind of hope it isn't code. I would like to have a pie.
I don't need the sex.
You go over to her place. She's super hot. She's got like a leather apron and nothing else. And you go, what about the pie?
I was told there'd be pie.
The only reason I'm here is for the pie.
Now, that was critical of our... yesterday, we had a news story about the squirrels are attacking...
The maple syrup.
In Vermont.
In all over New England.
Mm-hmm.
And there's apparently too many squirrels, and they're attacking them. But we were saying that maple syrup lasts forever.
But you should refrigerate it, okay.
Apparently it doesn't.
Mine's in the refrigerator. I always did that, but... Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know that it lasts forever.
She also agreed that windbag that we should only be using maple syrup.
Correct.
Is there a certain racial component to condiments in general?
Kinda.
You think?
Like some condiments are always refrigerated in some households, and some households don't ever refrigerate.
A racial
condiments?
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Huh.
Cultural, I would say. Yeah.
Where you grow up.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose.
I think in the South, I think condiments are hardly ever refrigerated. I'm going to stick by that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's false. South of what?
South of the Mason-Dixon.
Okay.
What are you trying to say exactly?
That's what I'm trying to say.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure we've upset someone. We'll find out more when
we
come
curious.
Back.
I'm just curious.
We do a Taco Bell update. Cheese in the news.
You always put ketchup in the refrigerator?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm.
No. I do.
You do
not, Ace?
Room temp.
No, it'll
you go to a restaurant, right? In the 3 a.m, there's ketchup sitting out.
No, I get it, but I...
And there you have it.
Oh, well, of course.
Is that what you're trying to get to?
Ace speaks
What about
for
mustard?
All.
What about mustard? Do you refrigerate the mustard?
Yes, I do.
Mayonnaise?
Yes.
You have to refrigerate mayonnaise.
Well, I don't know if you have to. Maybe you like that gummy taste. I don't know.
leave it out in the sun. We're coming right back to the Bob and Tom Show.